HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Welcome to a brand new episode of TechCetra, a podcast where I talk about technology instead of writing about it. Because maybe I talk too much? I don't know. We'll find out. This week, we start with the Moto Razr, a legendary phone that's being remade with modern technology. For those of us who have followed technology for a long time, the Moto Razr is no stranger. It was one of the first flip phones. We all saw it. It was super cool. And Motorola is now using bendable screens to make another version of it. Motorola has confirmed it'll come to India soon, but we don't know when yet. We'll just have to wait and watch. The only problem is the phone costs $1,499 in the US, so you can expect pricing in the lakhs in India. Next on my list is Samsung. Another foldable phone, the Galaxy Fold, which Samsung first got into the market, it broke in everybody's hands, they took it off the market. Then they brought it back into the market. It again broke in everybody's hands. But Samsung said, no, it works. And now, Samsung has mistaken the sales targets for the phone for actual sales. Samsung President Yong Son said at a TechCrunch conference that they had sold 1 million units of the Galaxy Fold. It quickly became news, but then the company confirmed that Son actually made a mistake and those were the targets, not the actual sales. We don't know how many units Samsung actually sold, but it's definitely not 1 million. Moving on, Microsoft's next Xbox is actually a box. The company unveiled the new design recently and it looks sort of like a tower, but a box, which is supposed to be placed vertically instead of horizontally. Some people like it, some people don't. You can see it for yourself and decide, but it's supposed to be really, really powerful. It supports 8K gaming, it has 120Hz refresh rate, it will be driven by AMD's Navi graphics, so it'll also have ray tracing software, which is actually excellent. It's supposed to launch in December next year, so we'll know the prices then. And last but not the least, Intel has claimed that it's one step closer to quantum practicality. That sounds way too technical, right? It is. Quantum practicality means that a commercially viable quantum computer will soon be possible. So Intel has made a teacup saucer-sized chip, which is called Horseridge, and it's supposed to make quantum computers commercially viable. What it does is it's designed to run in sub-zero temperatures, and it allows companies to take away all the wires and all the mess that comes with a quantum computer. Imagine your home computer. This is getting you to get quantum computers to that level of compactness. You must note that this won't happen in the next 1 year or 2 years. It's still a long time, but this is still a step towards quantum practicality. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertecher. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.